Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, March 28th, 2018. We have about 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have on the Columbia River bar at the very mouth of the river where the mighty Columbia meets the ocean, we have combined seas around 5 feet through early this morning. They're going to build up to about 7 feet during those max ebb current times that I'm always telling you about. We have one around 3:30 this afternoon and another around 4 a.m. tomorrow. Times to stay away from the Columbia River bar, you always hear in these forecasts things like breaking surf, the waves suddenly become higher. If you happen to be out there and you weren't paying attention to the tide and you didn't know what was happening, you would notice the start of the heavy max ebb because all the conditions can just change on the bar within a few minutes of that turning of the tide. And so when things start to really ramp up and the tide goes from being high to start, it starts falling relatively rapidly. There isn't a whole lot of slack water here between, when the tide is high and it's turning to low, there isn't a really extended slack water time there from what I've heard. And so things can change very rapidly out there. I've been out there on the bar during a change of when it starts to ebb, and boy, things can just change on a dime, relatively speaking. So since it does take time to get from one place to another on the water, you have to kind of plan ahead and think about it and look at the marine weather forecast so that you are ready if something happens. And so that's what these forecasts are for, to help you stay prepared. Overall in our marine weather forecast, northwest winds to 10 knots, gusts to 15 knots early in the morning, wind waves from the northwest 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swell 7 feet at 11 seconds apart. And today we're going to be talking about new tsunami inundation maps for the Long Beach Peninsula and surrounding areas in southwest Washington. They've just been released, and they're going to be discussed, I'm sure, at the Tsunami Roadshow that's happening in Pacific County coming in April. That's when officials who are in the know about tsunami stuff come to the peninsula and in Pacific County and talk about preparedness for people who are who live there in those areas. So we're going to be talking about that, and I'll tell you where you can find those maps online and all that in just a couple minutes. But first, our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders. We have 10 in the Rice Island and Astoria anchorages, all of which are visible from the Astoria waterfront, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival is the Glovis Champion. She just glided past the Astoria waterfront a couple minutes ago. Can't miss her. Big car carrier. She's got Subarus on board, arriving from Richmond, headed for the port of Vancouver. And those ships are really interesting. They look like big floating parking garages, which is what they are, but that's a very inelegant way to describe a usually very well-made, high-powered ships. They have, they're very, very just well-designed. They have hydraulic decks inside that can move up and down to adjust to the height of the vehicles they're carrying. And so, anyway, a ship like that can carry maybe 6,000 cars on board, and they come into the river quite frequently. So whenever you see one of those very high-sided, kind of blocky-looking vessels going by, it's probably a vehicle carrier. A roll-on, roll-off ship is what they're called, ro-ros in the industry. And if you look on the stern of those ships or sometimes on the side, you'll see that fold-down rampant that's usually folded up against the side of the ship that will go down at the dock and allow them to drive those cars off onto land. Next inbound is the Mediterranean Highway. She's arriving from South Korea. She has Hyundais on board. She's another car carrier. We'll see her around maybe 11:30 this morning, headed for the port of Portland. The Macheras is arriving from China. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage, but she's a wheat ship that will eventually go upriver and pick up wheat. So she'll be there maybe around 2:30 p.m. The African Queen, that's a great name. She is a bulk carrier. Arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be arriving there maybe around 9:30 tonight. She, too, is a wheat ship. Eventually, she'll pick up wheat upriver and head back out to sea with that. Probably to somewhere in Asia. The Atlantic Highway, another, we have 3 car carriers today, is arriving from Japan. She's got Toyotas on board, and she will pass Astoria maybe around 11:30 midnight, heading up to the port of Portland about 6 hours later. So we have on the river today Subarus, Hyundais, and Toyotas, which represent the 3 general types of cars that we do get on car carriers here. The Subarus go to Vancouver, and the Toyotas and the Hyundais go to the port of Portland. Let's see. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Bell Island. She's headed for Portland to pick up potash around 9 a.m. The Cavio Alcyon is at the Rice Island Anchorage. She's heading for Kalama to pick up either corn, soy, or wheat. And we have the Medi Newport headed for the Port of Vancouver, probably to pick up wheat, looks like, leaving around 11 a.m. The Daria Shanti, the AM Quebec, the Pacific Constant, the Denusa are all awaiting orders in the Astoria Anchorage and at Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point. The AOM Molina, the Intuition, and the MP Ultramax are out there awaiting orders. And they will head upriver when they get their opportunity to do so, which means that there's probably a ship in their berth or something like that. And our outbounders, the Sea Neptune, is leaving Kalama with wheat on board around 8 a.m. The Bulk Peru is heading out of Portland around 2 p.m. with potash on board. The Malto Hope is leaving the Port of Vancouver with Yahoo kitty litter on board, I mean bentonite clay. And the Tyune is leaving Vancouver at about 10:30 tonight. So it takes about 6 hours for a ship to get from the Portland area to between 6 and 8 hours, depending on exactly where they are, especially the ones that are way up the Willamette can take a little longer. But that's about how long it takes for a ship leaving that area to pass the Astoria waterfront. Well, we have new tsunami inundation zone maps. We always have this in the back of our minds here that this could happen. And occasionally there are alerts. We're talking about what would happen if there was a local earthquake here right off the coast. But there are new tsunami inundation zone maps for Pacific County, Washington. And you can take a look at them online by Googling Southwest Washington Tsunami Inundation Hazard Maps. That'll bring up some articles that have been published that have information and links to them. But I'll also post a link on the Ship Report website at shipreport.net and also on the Ship Report's Facebook page and my Facebook page that'll show you how to get to those maps and look at them. You can look at them and see where you are, if you live there, see how you might be affected, and that could affect your plans for preparation, of course. Now, the release of these maps coincides with opportunities to learn more about tsunami risks and how to stay safe. It's called the Tsunami Roadshow, and it's happening in April, and it's coming to Pacific County. Tsunami and earthquake experts will, so I'm reading from experts, I'm reading from a press release from Pacific County Emergency Management from Scott McDougall. Tsunami and earthquake experts will be in Pacific County on April 10th for presentations focused on tsunami hazards, alert messages, and getting residents at least 2 weeks prepared, ready for something like that to happen. Officials from the Washington Emergency Management Division will be joined by the Washington Geological Survey, National Weather Service, University of Washington Sea Grant, and Pacific County Emergency Management in a 90-minute presentation, which will include time for questions. So this is happening Tuesday, April 10th at 1 p.m. at the Raymond Timberland Library in an evening presentation at the on the Long Beach Peninsula at 7 p.m. April 10th at the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum. That's in Owako. So that's going to be happening, a great opportunity to learn more about tsunami risks and hazards in your area and to ask questions about those new maps. I think it's very important for people, we're so vulnerable here on the coast, to be as prepared as we can. I know we hear that over and over again, but you know, it doesn't hurt to think about it a little more. And these presentations, I've been to them in the past. They're excellent. People are really well prepared, and you'll learn a lot. So please give that some thought about going to that. You've been listening to the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.